Hi, this is Rabbi Jonah Lerner, and today we're going to be learning Mishnayos Maseches Tamid, Perek Beis, Mishnas Gimel and Dalet. So yesterday we started talking about the removal of the ashes, and once the ashes was removed, then the new pyre, the new mound of lumber would be built on the mizbeach. So in order to be able to have the fire going to burn the daily karbanos. So the Mishnah starts off hechilu ma'alin begizrin l'seder esha ma'aracha. The Kohanim began to bring up the logs to arrange the fire for the mizbeach. The Mishnah asks v'chi chol. But are all woods valid for the ma'aracha, for the pyre? Hey, the Mishnah says, yes, they're all good. Kol ha'etzim k'sherim l'ma'aracha. Everything is good for the ma'aracha. Chutz mishel zayis mishel gefen. Except for vines of from the olive tree and from the vineyard, from the grapes. And the Rav points out, that it's, he writes, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The reason why is because of, they were worried about the settlement in the land of Israel. It was a din derabbanan. The grapevines and olive trees were so intrinsic to the building of Eretz Yisrael for habitation, for people to live there, that and there was so much wood that was needed for the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbanim, the Chacham were worried that if they would allow olive and grapes to be used for the Mizbeach, it would devastate the surrounding countryside and really devastate the land of Eretz Yisrael, and people would want to move away because they didn't have what was needed. So therefore, those were things that were asur midrabanan to use for the Mizbeach. Aval, the Mishnah says, be'ilu regilin, but these things they were used to using, be'mirbio shel te'ena v'shel egos v'shel eitz shemen. They were branches of a fig tree, a nut tree, and of an oil tree. The Rav Marjuda says that the oil tree was some sort of balsam wood, and he writes that these other trees, the fig tree was already no longer being used for. It was an old tree that no longer gave fruit, or maybe it was that these things, even though you required a lot of them, they weren't as intrinsic or as necessary. People didn't rely upon these things as their basic sustenance, and therefore it would be okay if they would use a lot of it. So how did they actually set this thing up? What did they do? So Sidra Ma'aracha Gedola Mizracha, they would arrange the wood, the large pyre, the large big pile of wood facing the east side. V'chazisa Mizracha, and chazisa literally means face, means the parents went to the east. That's where it would be the front of it. V'roshi ha-gizrin ha-pnim ha-yunogin batapuach. The edges of the innermost, the heads of the innermost boards would touch the mound of ashes that we talked about in the earlier Mishnayos. Those would be in there. Vereva chaya ben ha-gizrin, and there would be spaces between the logs. Shayu matzisin es ha-alisa misham, so that they would be able to kindle the chips from there. So therefore, it would make it easier. There'd be big spaces between the board so that the Kohanim would be able to stick the fire and stick kindling in to be able to light it easily.